Why are we having a meeting?
I just wanted to revisit the vote. I would like to see everybody, and I've talked to everybody before the meeting, but I just like to have a straight up vote, yes or no. I'd like to see it approved 100% for our piece. Instead of just going in a little bit. It's the right thing to do. So, I make a motion for approving Archie's TIF loan of $5,300.
We don't make motions in any meeting, do we? This is just discussion.
Discuss it.
You make motion in the regular.
Yep, you're right.
Shot, thank you.
What's everybody thinking?
I would just. I mean, we gave him $75 for the motel.
Yeah, but the only problem, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. And I know we talked about it, but the only problem I have is the BFW, we only did half of the BFW, or a little over half. So.
Well, I'm just looking at the total amount, not that much.
Yeah.
And if it was $30,000, $40,000, then I would agree with half.
If we would have had the money, we would have definitely given you more money.
Yeah.
It's up to you guys.
So I think signing John Deere is better than facade, that's why I brought it up last week. Facade was always $5,000, so I was okay with giving them all the money last week.
I was too, and then I didn't vote, but I should have. Bothered me ever since.
Do you guys see that building coming back up and running as a benefit to the town? Is that something that you want to support? Is that building always being, having a business right across from the fairground? I didn't know how you guys feel about it, if that's something that, there's no reason to kind of play around with how much you need to fund them, as long as it's acceptable.
We're all going to race down there and buy ice cream, we all know that. So I would have our time going in there if I voted against them. That's just my solution. So. What's your conscience?
I know I want them to stay. That's one thing, I want them to stay here, we need.
I want some place else to eat now, she's got a really good job. And that's pretty cool, very clean, and maybe old people went down there playing cards at night, and old people like us.
In fairness, when we get to regular meeting, I'll probably take myself out of voting, because it's family. So, and I don't think it'd be right if I voted either way. So. But I will, but the comment is, I do have is, even though it is family, I think it was fair. But if we're going to do half here, if we're looking at doing half on down the road and that, we only did a little over half for the BFW. And I think the BFW probably could have used more money than what they got, so. But anyway, that's my opinion. So, but as far as the meeting, when it comes up for a vote tonight, if I take myself off, abstain because I am family, so.
Does the BFW pay property taxes?
Pardon me?
BFW pay property taxes?
I would imagine.
I think they're filing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They don't pay property taxes?
We're not a 501.
They're not 501.
No, I don't think they are 501.
I don't know.
The Legion's the same way, we can't be a.
Yeah.
Okay.
So does the Legion pay property taxes?
Probably a 503 or something, they're probably.
Well, I mean, I always assumed that we did too, because that's the whole idea of the TIF.
I can find out for you real quick.
Because you give the business money, they improve the business, taxes go up, your income goes up.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
But if they don't pay taxes, I mean, I always assumed they did too, I just.
You don't give it to people to remodel insides of apartments.
We never have, but I.
Yes, we have.
Well, that, I believe it was to save a historic building, is the.
We caught ourselves and changed it midstream.
There wasn't any.
He gave that Halcom clown, or what the hell is his name?
Halbert.
Halbert or?
That clown gave him some money to do the inside of the building.
Where's that at?
The apartments, those in Sweden's.
Well, bless the building across from there.
Yeah.
Given.
Yep.
We give the school money to pour squares of concrete in the parking lot, which pissed me off. I thought they were repaving.
That was a good one.
I mean, we've given a lot of money to.
Misled operations.
Yeah.
Not got a damn thing to do with this.
I mean, that's what I mean. This is a, no, he's a private business. He's privately owned. There's no connection. There's no doubt he's paying taxes.
Yes.
Yeah, more than.
That's all I'm saying. Oh, way more than he should be.
Yeah, I know what he's paying. That's ridiculous. They went up, so.
They're going to go up again.
Aren't yours ridiculous? Aren't yours ridiculous?
Yeah, mine.
Legion does pay?
Legion does.
Okay, well, then the VFW probably does too. That's what I always assumed they did.
When you give them tip money for a blacktop parking lot, why?
Right, it doesn't add to the value of the property. It's not going to raise their taxes by replacing a blacktop parking lot with a blacktop parking lot.
Help the property out, but you don't get a direct return from it.
Right. But we are also kind of limited as to where we can give the money to. I mean.
Yeah.
If you don't bend a little bit, you're gonna just be sitting on a bunch of money.
Yeah. And I just.
That's, I mean, I just don't wanna see the money go back. I would rather see it go out into the public.
This is something that we.
Well, blacktop parking lot looks nice.
No, no, I mean, I agree with all that, but it's just, it doesn't, according to the.
Put the tax on the purchase of it.
According to the rules, their taxes aren't gonna go up because of that.
What we spend on a lot of the other properties, yeah, they're probably entitled to all of it. The Archie's, they're entitled to all of it. So, I mean, what we've done on other properties and that we got two closed buildings now because we give them $75,000.
Well, look, we did to the car wash.
Buildings for nothing.
I mean, look how much we give to the car wash.
So.
Both restaurants got money. We're giving money to the liquor store. We've been money.
Yep.
I mean, the.
Bar that's not even open.
So, yeah, they deserve it.
I mean, the harsh reality of this is, folks, government is propping up your private businesses. Okay? I mean, that's the harsh reality. We are not supporting our businesses if the government has to do this. It's sad, is what it is.
It's just a vicious circle.
Yes, it is.
What's everybody think about giving them the full amount?
I think it's okay.
Brandon, you there with?
I was fine with it. Me.
I was too. I mean, I.
I'll go along with the committee. I mean, I.
I still argue that it's facade, but still part of facade. We've given grants out for buildings, that signage and.
The VFW does pay taxes.
Yeah, they do.
The VFW does pay property taxes.
Okay, yeah, no, I figured they did. I figured that, or someone from the TIF people would have caught it, I would think.
Well, we'll vote on it in a regular meeting, so. Anything else?
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Motion to adjourn the TIF meeting.
I make a motion.
Order. If everyone would stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the invocation, Pastor Paul Walmsley.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the many blessings that you've poured out on us as a city and as a county. And Father, we come to you tonight and gratefully acknowledge everything that you've given us. We just ask that you'll give us wisdom and discernment to discuss your business. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. You all be seated. Let's thank everyone for coming. Clerk, could you please call the roll?
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Mayor Leiferry?
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the May 14th meeting and the TIF meeting, everyone had a chance to look at that, we can get a motion to approve the minutes of those meetings, please.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve those meeting minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, moving on, clerk's report, Cindy?
I have nothing tonight.
Thank you. Treasury report, Debbie?
Other than the treasurer's report, I do not have anything tonight.
All right, thank you. Any questions of the treasurer or the clerk? No? All right, moving on. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins?
Given the revised outdoor events permit ordinance amendments to Levi, after having reviewed them with the alderman that had expressed some concerns, Alderman Miller, about the fencing, he has approved of that, so that'll be on the next agenda, hopefully.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Moving on, I don't see an engineer here this evening. Public comments and petitions, is there anyone from the public that we should address this council? Seeing and hearing no one, we'll move on. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning, Sally Clark?
I really don't have anything for, other than the fact I haven't heard anything on our insurance yet. She's gonna get with me as soon as she knows something, and go over there.
Okay.
I'll let you know if she tells me anything.
Okay, thank you.
All right, moving on, sewer, John Spotlight?
Thank you, for your report, unless anyone's got something.
Nope, just waiting for the air compressor still, and then waiting for the filter rehab with GA Ridge.
All right, thank you. Streets and alleys, Dave Livingston?
Nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Brad Ward?
I have nothing.
Thank you, sir. Water, Kendall Miller?
I think it's all coming up under new business.
All righty. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Jim Long?
Nothing at this time.
Thank you, sir. Tourism, Mr. Miller?
Friday night and Saturday night, PJ's Spin and Win is having their grand opening, so make sure you support them. Jumping Truck, Thursday night, it's been a successful so far, working good. Music in the Park next Thursday night. And the first band, I believe, is Barroom Buddies, all local people, so.
That's Jenny Boyd next time.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Kendall. TIF, John?
Just what's in our unfinished business.
All right.
I have something to add to that.
All right, yes.
May 22nd, myself and Michelle Spiva, she's over there, we went to the Spoon River College Board and presented the TIF extension to them. They ended up agreeing to that, so I will conglomerate all the acceptance letters for that and send that to Gwen, see if she has anything, and we'll be moving forward with the extension.
All right, thank you very much. Citizens Committee, has anyone heard from Amanda?
She's in her final stages with everything on the project we got going.
The
ground storage. So I think it's signed now for the construction.
Right, yeah.
Side of it, so.
I signed some agreements tonight, yes.
Yep.
All right, moving on, the Christmas Committee, I don't see Kenny. Economic Development Committee, anyone here for them? No? All right.
I'm here, but I don't have anything on Aaron's behalf, so.
Okay, all right, I didn't.
He didn't want to leave you out.
Well, I appreciate you, I'm just listening to whatever you're saying.
All right, thank you. Moving on, Public Works Report, Evan?
I got summer help, some of the summer help started this week, they'll work through and get the rest of them June 3rd. So we'll have them around helping. And then the latest thing we just did today, we got our new GIS system. So we start marking any utilities that we have. Just better for the future for anybody to come in, get on the computer, have their stuff. So all the lead lines, copper, anybody's service line around the curb stop, at this point, it's all mapped out now. It's all on just a click of a button, and now we're going to be working on actually putting all the curb stops in for location, valves, and make sure all the hydrants are in, and then in the future, we'll shift over towards like storm drains. Then we can incorporate street signs, all that. Just all the information is on one device.
I'd print it out too.
Yeah.
And then just stare at it.
I'd print out several copies, if I was you.
Yeah.
It is pretty nifty.
All right, thanks, Evan. Anybody got any questions for Evan? All right. Moving on to unfinished business, we're going to rediscuss the TIF application for Archie's. The floor is open to anyone.
And that TIF meeting is discussion on giving them the full amount for the signage, so. Yeah, you can make a motion.
I'll make a motion. That way, instead of just giving them fire, but we give them the total $5,300 that they asked for. And we'll just see what happens. Need a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? No? All right, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Upstate.
Okay. Dave Livingston?
Aye.
And John Spotlow?
Aye.
And Mayor Laker?
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Motion passes. Moving on, we're going to discuss the 16-month CD at the Ipava State Bank. Debbie, what did you find out on that?
Called all the banks, got all of their rates, some of the specials, and it's in a 16-month right now, earning 3.5%.
It's in a 16-month right now? Okay.
And how much is that earning right now?
3.5.
Okay.
I would think the 8 months at 5.1 would probably be the wisest one.
The Ipava Bank?
Yeah, Ipava State Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe that's the rate and term that we went with, the bigger, the $1 million one also is the idea.
What's the specials on like Prairie State?
I have a 7 month at 5.2 APY and 11 month at 4.6 APY.
Or that might be good. 7 month at
5.2, that's
a Prairie State. Give them a chance.
I'd rather stay with the Ipava.
I'm just looking at it being an election year that I'm thinking grab what we can because we don't know what's going to happen. And
yeah, I'll go with the best deal.
Things will be changing,
yeah,
and we'll be doing it again.
Bigger bang for your buck.
We gave the last one to Ipava State Bank. And
now it's
that's
Prairie
not,
State.
7 months, that's not a bad deal. It's
no.
5.2, it's 7 months. So.
Go for the gusto.
Yes,
need a motion for something, yes. If whatever, whichever way you guys want to go.
Go for it, David. You're being too quiet. I'm worried about you.
I'm still worrying about your ice cream coming.
Oh my gosh.
Because we got to get this meeting over at some point here, let's put it in the Prairie State Bank 7 month, 5.2. APY motion.
I'll second that motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Can we roll call vote that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oliver Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Let's move on to new business.
Sally, you seconded that, right?
I did.
No.
Oh, Kendall did, okay. I knew I didn't get it.
I said for last, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not sure.
All right, the next thing we have on new business is the Casey's water and sewer tap. The way I understand it, they just wanted to get this out of the way before their purchase went through, just so they...
I move to approve the Casey's water and sewer tap.
Wait a second, would you please?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Does anybody remember if, because I kind of remember this for some reason, but I'm not positive, that we did not charge the grocery store for their water and sewer tap? Do you know anything about it?
I don't know about that. I don't remember that. I wasn't here. I don't remember.
As long as they furnished all the materials and fixed the street and we had no out-of-cost expense, I don't think we charged them for their water and sewer tap because it was a pretty elaborate deal, right? The only reason I remember is because I bitched about it, okay? So it probably really happened. Do you guys want to do that here or you just want to charge them? Because there's... Did you look the fees up?
I think Cindy was getting all that sent to him, whatever the cost of everything was.
Yeah. There's probably $1,500 worth of fees or something, plus the street that they're going to have to repair. So, now what do you want to do?
But they're going to pick up, they're going to provide all the material and everything.
Yeah, we'll have virtually no out-of-pocket if we decide what I'm trying to... Here you are, back making a little, helping the new business out, even though they don't need the help, because they're a huge company, but...
Yeah, as long as the biggest thing that I, and you've been in the business a lot of years, as long as the biggest problem I've ever seen with water and sewer taps is their, what they pay to redo them, sometimes they don't turn out the way they should. They don't get put back the way they should. And that's the biggest thing that I want to see is if you're going to cut the hole in the street and pay for it, that let's get them back the way they should be back. So that's nothing on Evan. I'm not...
Well, Evan could be down there and basically babysit them and make sure everything's done to our standards. So
that should be anyway. I mean...
Well, I'm also concerned with waiving this fee. We, you know, if I have a problem, I pay.
That's just what I thought. Yep. That's the only reason I remember the grocery store. Because
yep.
I said that if we got the 80-year-old lady that can't honestly afford it, we're going to charge her.
Yep.
You might. I'm not.
So what do you want to do? You want to run it through just normal procedure?
I think just normal procedure. Yeah. We haven't been approached by Casey to ask.
Would you make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the water sewer tap for the new Casey's. So.
Second.
All right, a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, Casey's water and sewer tap is approved. All right. No other business. Next item on the agenda is the bills.
Everyone, I move all bills properly endorsed to be paid.
Second.
All right. My motion is second to pay the bills. Any discussion? No discussion. Clerk, roll call vote, please.
Oliver Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Linderson.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Bills are paid. Anyone need a closed session?
We need to go into closed session to discuss litigation.
All right. We have a motion to go to closed session.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Go to closed session.
Oh, we're cost, eh?
Okay, now. Motion to adjourn. Or a motion to resume.
Motion to resume regular session.
All right. We have a second.
Second.
All right. We're going to resume normal session at the council meeting. If we have no further business, we have a meeting to motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. God bless you.